This is from Isaiah, chapter 52, verses 7 to 8, 12. How beautiful on the mountains are the feet of those who bring good news, who proclaim peace, who bring good tidings, who proclaim salvation, who say to Zion, your God reigns, listen, your watchmen lift up their voices, together they shout for joy. When the Lord returns to Zion, they will see it with their own eyes, burst into songs of joy together. You ruins of Jerusalem, for the Lord has comforted his people. He has redeemed Jerusalem. The Lord will lay bare his holy arm in the sight of all the nations, and all the ends of the earth will see the salvation of our God. Depart, depart, go out from there. Touch no unclean thing. Come out from it and be pure, you who carry the vessels of the Lord. But you will not leave in haste or go in flight. For the Lord will go before you. The God of Israel will be your rear guard.
Good morning, everybody. Thank you, Ethan, for that great reading. I wonder how you would feel if I asked you to take off your shoes and socks right now and show the people next to you your feet. Don't worry, I was really tempted to ask you to do that, but we're not actually gonna do that. Some people really wanna do that. If you really, really want to and the people next to you don't mind, I'm sure you could, but I'm not gonna make people do that this morning. I wonder what you think of when you think of feet. Feet. I should imagine that beautiful is not the first word that springs to mind. Useful, maybe. Super fast for some of us, because I've seen some of you running super fast. Painful, maybe, for other people. But probably not beautiful. Baby's feet can be very cute. But as we get older, our feet begin to show the wear and tear of life and use. Some of our feet will have corns, like mine. I've got a corn on the bottom of my foot, calluses, misshapen toes, blisters, discolored toenails, maybe like some of these. And let's face it, they don't always smell great either, do they, our feet? I don't know, maybe yours always smell beautiful. I know, though, that my feet certainly don't look beautiful. And yet here, in our Bible passage today, Isaiah talks to us about beautiful feet. Why does he call these feet beautiful? What is it that makes them beautiful? Isaiah here is saying that something quite ordinary, worn, and sometimes ugly can be a thing of beauty. What is he talking about? He says, how beautiful on the mountains are the feet of those who bring good news. So it's not the feet themselves that are beautiful, it's the amazing news which the feet of the messenger are bringing with this good news that makes those feet look beautiful to those who hear it. So in this passage, Isaiah is prophesying. He's bringing a message from God about what's going to happen. One day, the people of Israel, who've been taken captive by the Babylonians, and that most of them have been forced to leave their own country and go to another country, one day they'll be free again. The exile will be over. The feet that Isaiah is talking about here are the feet of the messenger who is bringing this announcement to the people still living in Jerusalem. Victory. Finally, Babylon would be defeated and the Israelites would be free. In those days, they didn't have news channels or apps or texts or anything. And we think, wow, if we've got good news to share, we would send a text. We would, or if there's big news in the country, we would watch it on the news. They didn't have all of that. And the only way for people to know about this victory was for somebody to go and tell them. So these messengers' feet would, in fact, have been far from beautiful. He walked for miles and miles across mountainous terrain. His feet would probably have been very dirty, very sore, very tired. Not beautiful. But Isaiah uses poetic language and he calls the feet of the messenger beautiful because the messenger is bringing such amazing news, a message of freedom and new hope. Nearly 1,000 years later, the Apostle Paul, he used that same phrase. And if you look in the book of Romans in the Bible, he described a similar messenger, someone proclaiming the gospel, the good news of Jesus, peace and rescue through him. He's talking about the importance of sharing this good news with other people. And he quotes from Isaiah, "How beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news." This good news of Jesus is the fulfillment of what Isaiah was talking about. He talked about freedom for Israel, and that had happened. But this good news was news not only for the people of Israel, but for everybody, for all the nations of the world. So here at St. Nick's, we want to be people who bring good news to our friends and our families, our neighbours, our town and beyond. Our vision statement is being good news and bringing good news. And over the next few weeks, we're going to be talking about our vision. How can we be bringers of good news in all the different areas of our life together as a church? So what is this good news that we're bringing? First of all, I want you to think about a time when you heard some really good news. Do you know what? I heard some really good news this morning. When Mavis came into church, she told me that her granddaughter has had her baby. Yes, good news. New life, a new baby. Not only did she have her baby, she managed to have her baby on her dad, Rick's birthday. I mean, how cool is that? So there was some really good news. Mavis was delighted to tell me that news this morning, and I was delighted to hear that news. So I want you to think about a time when you heard some good news, any kind of news in your everyday life. What was that news? How did you feel when you heard it? Turn to a person near you and talk to them about that for a minute. What was that good news you heard, and how did you feel when you heard it? Okay, hope you had time to tell them about that. The good news that Isaiah's messenger brought, it says, was news about peace. Peace. peace for the country. No longer occupied, no longer ruled by Babylon. The Israelites had been captives for about 70 years. The Babylonians had laid siege to Jerusalem several times, leaving the people in the city starving and in despair. Many Israelites had been killed. Most people had been taken away from the precious land that God had given to them. And Jerusalem had been burned and laid to waste. Now there was a messenger bringing good news of peace. Cyrus had defeated the Babylonians and the Israelites were free. And what is the good news now? The good news of the gospel which Jesus' followers are to bring. News of peace with God. There is a God who created us and loves us. Though we turned away from God and his ways and done lots of things wrong, through Jesus, through his death on the cross, through his rising again from the dead, we can be forgiven and have peace with God, peace with other people, and peace with ourselves when we know that deep forgiveness and we get rid of the guilt and the shame. This peace is peace which passes understanding and is deeper than our circumstances. This peace we can know as we know that God has a bigger picture and we can be part of his plans and purposes, that he has plans and purposes for our lives. This is very good news. Isaiah's message also said they were proclaiming news of salvation. Salvation. The people of Israel being saved and rescued. God was at work. He was on the move. They could return to Zion, to Jerusalem, to their own land in freedom. That was the good news for them. And the good news of the gospel, the good news of salvation, or rescue for each one of us. Freedom from the grip of sin on our lives. Rescue from death having the final word. Because when we receive what Jesus has done for us, then we have new and everlasting life. Freedom to be able to live our lives in relationship with God who made us and knows us and loves us, rescued from being separated from God. This is good news. Now, I would like you to think about a time in your everyday life when you had good news to tell to somebody else. We thought about when you heard some good news and how you felt. Now we'll think about when you had some good news to tell to somebody else. Maybe you did really, really well in a test or an exam at school. Maybe you passed your driving test. Maybe you got something special which you really wanted for Christmas. Maybe you got a new job. How did you feel when you were passing on that good news to somebody else? Turn to the person next to you again and talk to them about that. Okay, let's bring that to a close now, shall we? So there is great joy in being able to share good news. In our everyday lives, that's true. And that's especially true that we can share good news, which is going to make an eternal difference in people's lives. In the passage, I was struck by when the messenger comes and bring the news. There's the watchmen who've been waiting, watching, waiting, watching, waiting, looking out for enemies, looking out for what's going to happen. And instead of enemies, they see the messenger. And the messenger is not bringing bad news, not an enemy to fight against, not another difficulty. Good news. He's bringing good news, amazing news. And it says that the watchmen, what do? They sing for joy. They shout for joy, and the ruins of Jerusalem sing for joy. There is great joy in being able to share good news. The Bible shows us pictures of people rejoicing as lost sheep are found, prodigal sons are welcomed home. It's a joy and a privilege to be a part of someone's journey as they come to explore and come to know God. So, how can we be messengers of the good news? Those with beautiful feet, even if our actual feet are not that beautiful. We need to know the good news. What is this news and why is it good? That doesn't mean that we'll know all the answers. We won't know all the answers. We don't need to know all the answers. We're called to be witnesses. Each one of us can share about our own experience of God and the difference that he makes in our lives. And we also need to be able to talk to people about the good news in a way which communicates. It's easy, isn't it, for us to lapse into very churchy kind of language, which doesn't mean anything to the people around us, or to be trying to answer questions which people aren't even really asking. What are people's hopes and fears? What are the questions they're asking about life and meaning and purpose? How is the gospel good news in their situations? It is good news, the most amazing news. And let's each of us think about how we can communicate that well with other people. But being bringers of good news is not always easy. We'll sometimes have to get over embarrassment, fears, get over the idea that surely everyone else can do this better than me. I can't possibly be the one who should share with this person. As we get to know people and care about them, then God will give us his heart for people around us. And that can be really hard when we see the brokenness and the difficulties which people are facing. It can be very hard too when people don't want to listen and they don't want to know about the good news we want to share with them. But we can only invite people to hear, and we leave the rest with God. Like the Samaritan woman at the well, we can say, come and see this man who told me everything I ever did. Let's think again about the image that Isaiah gives us of the messenger. Running over the mountains with good news is not easy. It's hard work. The feet of the messenger will be sore and tired and blistered, but they are beautiful feet. As people hear this good news, it transforms their lives, and it's worth the hard work of running. So each of us is called to bring good news. It'll look a little bit different for each one of us. God uses our personalities and our gifts, different gifts, to communicate with those around us in different ways. We're ordinary people who are bringers of extraordinary news. Sharing the good news with those around us can be a normal part of our everyday lives. And we don't do it on our own. God has given the Holy Spirit to help us. And we also don't do it on our own because God has put us in community, the church family. We can pray for one another, encourage one another, and support each other. At the beginning of February, we've got the Alpha course coming up here at St. Nick's as one way of sharing good news with our friends and neighbours here in Newbury. For that, many of us will be bringing our different gifts and different personalities, and we'll all be working together to be able to share good news. So, I wonder where our feet will take us this week. Will people see our feet and think that these feet are beautiful because they're bringing good news? How beautiful are the feet of those who take time to listen and care and pray because they're bringing good news? How beautiful are the feet of those who find the person who's on their own in the playground and invite them to come and join the game because God cares about the left out and the lonely? How beautiful are the feet which go out late in an evening on a weekend to help the street pastors to show God's love to people in Newbury? How beautiful are the feet of those who feed and befriend people at loose ends because God cares that people have enough to eat and that they are valued whatever their situation. How beautiful are the feet of the person who's brave enough to invite a friend to Alpha to come and find out some more about this good news. How beautiful are the feet of those who smile at people, bless people, welcome people, and show people what God's love looks like. So where, I wonder, will our feet take us this week? Let's pray. Father, we thank you for good news, and we thank you for the privilege of being able to be like that messenger who brings good news. And we pray, Lord, that this week each one of us might have beautiful feet. Amen.